इन इंग्लिश एंड देन हिंदी में नाथू भाई बाबाज वेरी ओल्ड चाइल्ड फ्रॉम द डेज ऑफ आई वुड से बाबा बॉर्न डेज और लेट टेनिसन रोड डेज. He left his body last week, and so tomorrow is going to be the final ceremony that would take place at Dudden Hill Community Center. So at 10:30, the body will be brought there, and all the relatives and Baba's children and friends all will be reaching there on time. And then from there, they would depart for Global House at 11:30 a.m., and so outside Baba's foyer in the courtyard, the hearse will be brought there, and so final respects will be paid, and then from there, of course, they will proceed to his, you know, where he used to live in Maidavale, and then thereafter, 1 o'clock, funeral service will take place at West London Crematorium. So 1 o'clock, West London Crematorium. So you can decide wherever you want to go. Perhaps you could be there to pay final respects, okay? 10:30 Dudden Hill Community Centre, 11:45 Global Corporation House, and then 1 o'clock, the final funeral service will take place at the West London Crematorium. Om Shanti, this is tomorrow. Achha, aaj sham ko dadi jane wali hai, Sailesh bhai ke ghar mein, in Pinner. एड्रेस रिसेप्शन पर रखा हुआ है, 7 बजे का सबको उन्होंने निमंत्रण दिया है. तो जिन भाई बहनों को वहां जाना है और उस एरिया में रहते हैं, आप सबको उन्होंने निमंत्रण दिया है. शैलेश भाई, जो आपने देखा होगा क्लास में आते हैं पर. और आज का पॉइंट, वैसे कल कामरूत वेले का पॉइंट, ये इंग्लिश में मैं पढ़ के सुनाती हूँ, क्योंकि ये पॉइंट है बाप दादा के अव्यक्त मुरली का मैसेज, जो 23 जून को आया था लास्ट ईयर 2005. नाउ द थिंग्स ऑफ चाइल्डहुड हैव फिनिश्ड, इट इज नाउ टाइम टू बिकम द इंटेंस फॉर्म, द फॉर्म ऑफ पावर, एंड कम ऑन टू द स्टेज. All of these mischievous games and carelessness cannot continue. This is why everyone has to remain stable in their self-respect. And the day that begins, you children will very clearly see death to the prey and happiness to the hunter. And the practice that you have had of becoming bodiless will be useful at that time. You will become bodiless and see the games. And when those games end, you will come back into the body. So only those who are the form of power, the fearsome form, the intense form, will be able to become bodiless and come into the body. This is why Baba signals you children, remain stable in your self-respect and your form of power. 23 June 2005, Avyakta Bap Dada's message. Om Shanti.
Don't know what has been seen within me. All he did was give me so much love. He said, "You are my long lost and loved ones." and embraced me with love. What did God say about me? You gave me so much love that my eyes swell with tears. Like pearls, you put me against your heart. You performed magic through your eyes. You called me long lost and loved ones. And filled me with so much love. I wonder what God saw within me. Speciality at all. I never even dreamt that my days of transformation would come. The ocean has filled my heart. You are the long lost and loved ones, he called. Filled me with love. I wonder what he saw inside me. Baba, I feel such peace, and you swing me with love. You made me belong to you. Imagine what I was and what you are making me. You just called me long lost and loved ones. And filled me with so much power. I still wonder what you saw inside me. That you fell in love with me. You called me the one long lost and now found child. And embrace me with your love. I still wonder. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, please. This is a good discipline that English class and Hindi class join together. You hear the murli individually and you come together for a class. And so there is the atmosphere of sharing. Baba likes very much this discipline of revising murli in a class. Baba also had this good discipline put, that as soon as murli was over, although there was plenty of service to do in those days, he did not allow everyone to go straight into their tasks. And because of that particular discipline, this particular bhavana, not to go straight into your task after the murli without revising. You have seen my timetable. There is no thought that let the murli be over, let the class be over, and let me go do my work. I've never had this bhavana. Baba used to take us for a walk after class, after murli. And I used to feel that when Baba goes for a walk, I would be left behind, so I would finish my duty quickly and follow. And Baba would know that I was anticipating to join him. And he would call me, "Come, child, come." It was a silent walk. Even when people walk with me, I feel that there need to be a bit of silence, and it feels good. So that as you move around, even whilst you eat, that you remember Baba. When he's speaking the murli, then obviously the one who is listening is listening to the one who is telling the murli. So there's no question of remembrance, you are remembering him. That part of walking with Baba after murli, that part also had a conclusion. And then after that walk, Baba would sit. Baba's room at that time after the murli would be called the chamber. Some people would run to do their duty of the day, but some would run towards the chamber. And Baba's face would light up, and then they would say, "Baba, you told us this." And Baba would say, "Oh, did Baba say that?" And then the bhandari from the kitchen would ask Baba, "What is the menu of the day?" So then Baba would tell the bhandari, "Let Baba go away," and then Baba will tell you what to cook. Shri Baba was still at that time sitting inside Brahma Baba. So the bhandari also liked the idea of running towards Baba as soon as possible. And at that time, Baba would be in such a great state of intoxication, and it's a wonder to see. Before Baba comes to speak the murli, when you go to his room, and he would say, "Go, child, go, I'm coming and bringing Baba with me." And then after the murli is over, he would come back to his room, and he would say, "You know, Baba is still with me. So when Baba leaves me, then I will start my task of the day." There is so much method of remembering Baba, so much yukti. It is important to be worshipped according to the accurate method of worship. Some people worship for the sake of it, just for the sake of attainment, but to actually worship them in accuracy is different. So those who follow with a pure heart, with a real heart, and with accuracy, become an image of wonder. The worshipper, when you were a worshipper, you also became a pure worshipper, and when you became the worship worthy, you were extremely pure too. the worshipper and the one who becomes worthy of worship both love truth.
So
each morning you've heard them early. Does anyone of you think that if I was not in class, what would have happened to me? How would my day be? This Murli was heard directly by me from Baba, and imagine if we didn't hear it. I mean, let it be that your last breath leaves you whilst listening to the Murli. If something happens to a child, they would make the child lie down but would hear the Murli. And he would say, well, if the child leaves the body while it's listening, that too is pretty good. The strange thing is that usually a patient would not be able to get up like that, but somehow during Murli time, they would have power and they would say, no, I'm okay, I want to go and listen to the Murli. Those who love Baba in that way has never given any excuses, because you have to be very cautious about hearing the Murli. You have to be very cautious of your eyes when you hear Murli directly like that in front of Baba. You cannot have anger in your eyes at that moment. The eyes of anger because of some form of hatred for others. I should do that just because they did that to me? Then what would happen is that others would do to you too. Because this is a subtle karmic account of what you do to others, others will do unto you. So even if there's a slightest maya in my drishti and in my attitude, Baba has already cautioned us that maya is very clever. Maya takes many different forms to deceive you, and you don't get to recognize it so quickly. Somehow, how maya turns your face away, and your mind and intellect will not work in an accurate way. You won't feel at that moment that it is maya. You actually feel that this is right. This is actually the form of maya. You will not understand that this is, you will not give the reason it was maya. In fact, you feel that it is you who is right, and yet no one has been able to understand you in the right way. Maya is so powerful that it can bring about a closure in understanding God's work or God's. At that time, you will not have the want to follow what Baba says. At that time, Maya makes you move away from Baba's Srimad. Maya is so powerful. The great warrior you are, the braver you are, the more you conquer Maya, Maya comes in a different way to such powerful warriors. Don't deceive yourself that you have already become a conqueror of Maya. Because she comes in such a form, she brings you into such body consciousness. And she will create obstacles in you becoming soul conscious at that time. Because for half the cycle, you had lived very well in body consciousness. You had been far from God. You became body conscious. It became a habit. Now you become God's child. This too is becoming a new habit. And the soul conscious will become a habit too, based on how much you follow the Father's directions. Complete following of Baba's Srimad. She read somewhere that let your thoughts match that of Baba's thoughts, that you check your thoughts whilst it is in its thoughts form. What are Baba's thoughts for me or for I, the soul? Yesterday she spoke to someone in a small gathering.
मैंने कहा हर एक याद करे मुझे बाबा ने क्या वरदान दिया था
each one should try and remember what was it that Baba blessed me with. Today in Baba's creation, they have taken great sustenance from Abhyak Bab Dada. But in those days, Baba spoke to me directly. I have followed them. And on the basis of what he spoke directly to me, I have built my own life. Have never followed anyone's directions at all. Even though I had love, Mama, great regard for Mama, but I would follow Baba's direction because Mama herself would follow Baba's direction. Those who follow such directions will feel internally that they automatically feel a form of blessings just by having followed that direction. They feel some kind of power, and this makes their foundation very strong. They then finally become the guide for others to show the path. And when others look at them, automatically they follow. Those who follow Baba's direction, others who follow us come easy and quickly. They will say, it just been made very clear to me how to proceed. Never had any doubts that this is right or wrong. Because with great love, you had accepted the directions and have made your life and the life of others very simple and easy to follow. And ones who always follow directions will never take the wrong road, or whether because of circumstances or because of under the influence of someone else, they will always follow God's directions. This title, one who always follows. There are some who get the title, one who always follows his own directions. And then there are some who have the title, one who always follows the directions of God. Others will say, I know this particular one, he only follows Baba's direction. The one who follows Baba's direction will be humble enough to say that it is Baba who enabled him to do it.
And
so it is understood that it is Brahma. Baba always says, I don't do anything, it's Baba. But we watch how Brahma Baba takes from Shiv Baba. This is where we see teachings in his actions. That's a very good program yesterday. Seven forms of benefits by meditation. Does anyone have that leaflet? There was a talk somewhere and it was called The Seven Benefits of Meditation. It was in Wimbledon. This is a leaflet worthy of revision. The one who made these leaflets, well done. It is done with so much. Daddy appreciates the way the leaflet's been written. First it was explained, what is meditation? Quiet mind.
Relaxed living.
Well, what I must have said about it, you would understand. But the words are beautiful. Relax, always relax. Not one that's tiring. First, the concept of what is meditation. And then she explained how to stay relaxed. The third one about positive energy.
Kabhi negative waste aaya na, energy gayi.
Once waste comes in, it zaps you off your energy. Weak thoughts pulls your energy away. You became disheartened.
Positive energy.
There's power in positivity. How you accumulate energy, and then you actually supply extra energy to others, the surplus energy, but you never run out of energy yourself. Fourth was loving heart. What do you think of this?
Number one, quiet mind, relaxed living, positive energy, so loving heart. Inner peace.
Fifth is inner peace.
Contentment.
Sixth is contentment.
Clarity of purpose.
Seven, clarity of purpose.
Life ka purpose kya hai? Clear.
What is the purpose of life becomes clear.
Itni achhi baatein,
such beautiful things
Baba
emerged. And Baba taught us all this.
Wo hamare jeevan mein hongi,
if this is visible in our lifestyle, then I ask them, those who know me so well, I ask them, do you think these things are within me? Have you just invited me to just speak on this? And do you think that these virtues or these concepts can come inside you internally? So she asked the audience all this. It's not a difficult thing.
Mind ko quiet rakhne ka akal chahiye.
Just you need the art to quieten the mind. You talk to it like a little child. Keep remembering.
Quiet mind ke kamal.
It is the wonder of a quiet mind.
Aha, I said patakta rehta
hai. If the mind is restless. So it's like a mother feeding a child and saying asleep. In the swing. So Baba gives us this food of thought. And then swing you in the super sensuous happiness.
Quiet
means to swing in happiness. The intellect doesn't become tired. So the intellect is mother and the mind is child. So swing it with knowledge and then let it rest. And the intellect will then work very well. And the result is that you stay relaxed throughout. You will be tireless. It will be constant form of relaxation. And together with that, the energy that is accumulated by that, others automatically receive it from you. But according to the task of the world benefit, there are thousands and millions who need this. How will they receive this? Baba's made one an instrument. Do you experience that? We receive them from Baba. We also receive them from the Brahmin family. Each day is an example. Yesterday she met Joyce. She is very busy always doing something or the other. Joyce is not well. And the doctor came and said, so which one is the patient? Because Joy was out of bed and doing so many tasks. Even the body was frail. She was always moving and her face was very cheerful. So she was explaining, about 24 hours there was a program at Linda's place. Five turned up in the class. I think this is Brighton. Some people say, that, you know, whenever we have a problem, they remember daddy. So is it okay if they keep if they remember you when they have problems? So he said, but they have so much power when they remember daddy when they have a problem. So she said, but I please ask daddy a question, that sometimes when I am negative and I feel very negative, does it affect daddy when I am negative? Her power, I get her power by remembering her. But if I'm negative, does it affect daddy? I want to ask this from daddy.
Wonderful question.
So she asked such a wonderful question. She said, remain carefree, I'm not influenced, because the one that gives you is Baba himself, and he keeps me safe too. So it even underlines something for me. Do not allow others' negativity to influence you. Remain cautious of this. The result is that you will not be able to pull Baba's energy. You won't be able to accumulate energy from Baba. This is how powerful Maya is. She brings you into that body consciousness and destroys the energy that Baba is sending you. In the end, I did mention that everything can turn out very well. Only have the power of tolerance, and it is one aspect that can help you to quieten the mind, make you relax. Those who don't have the power to tolerate will be restless from inside. The speed of thoughts will be fast. There will be thoughts of jealousy. There will be thoughts of blame. It will follow with discontentment. Even though they will have everything around them, that they will feel a form of attainment or praise God at that time, they will not be able to bring that into their life. Like yesterday I mentioned, those who see the defect of others speak of those defects, kept those defects in their hearts. Even though they have their own virtues, will not be able to work on them. Their virtues will not be able to be used in God's task. To have God's virtues inside me, those virtues of God work for me, inside me, I can become Master, Almighty Authority. By becoming Master, you will become very light. Baba continues to give you His power. And it is the power of God that will make the path for others clear. The other question that was asked is, if you have a way of speaking bitterly, how do you transform and become sweet? That's a lot of effort in becoming sweet. Those who want to be loved by God, they will make this effort. They will use the power of tolerance and contentment. They will consider the Brahmin family as theirs. They will make the Brahmin family belong to them. They will remember Baba's loving. They will remember Baba's loving things, and they will automatically become sweet. And those children who become sweet becomes the garland around God's neck. Sweetness means spirituality. When you make a toli, it just doesn't happen like that. Everything has to be in its right ingredients. And then all the ingredients are correctly put, and then it is beautiful. Then it comes out right. So to be sweet, you have variety of accuracies that you need. It is not to have the force that I must be accurate. It means to have this harmony with everyone. This harmony with everyone brings accuracy. Like you bring in a bit of sugar, a bit of milk. If there is a slight lack of sugar or lack of water or lack of oil, or you didn't pay attention, you didn't really beat it up carefully, then the sweet doesn't come out so right.
So,
accurate in all proportions. It's an art. In the beginning, when we used to make toli, we don't know how much ingredients to put in, and then through practice, we actually learn and we develop such a habit, such a practice of it that you don't need to even measure. So up until you become that accurate and that sweet, you need to learn. So someone gave a certificate, Daddy, I would like this particular task to be done in accuracy, not just superficially on the top. You will sit in God's heart if you are able to be accurate, and others who see you will follow that. So to be sweet means to be tireless. When you are tired, you become less sweet. You would say, you don't realize how much work I have to do. I sleep so late in the night, wake up so early, it's not been easy. So tiredness and sweetness have a connection. It is I who have to become sweet. Have this constant thought, it is I who want to be sweet, who must be sweet. So with sweetness you will also feed others sweetly. Well, if you haven't become sweet, then at least eat with love, you might be sweet. Tomorrow is Thursday, Satguruvar. So today, on Wednesday, clear your chart, because tomorrow is Thursday.
कर्म करो ऐसे भाई तुम पड़े न फिर.
Dear souls, perform such elevated actions that you will have no time to regret.
कर्म करो ऐसे भाई तुम पड़े न फिर पछताना पड़े न फिर पछताना. कर्म करो ऐसे.
Perform such elevated actions that you do not have regrets in the future.
एक दिन तो धर्मराज को पड़ेगा मुख दिखलाना.
One day you will have to face Dharmaraj.
एक दिन तो धर्मराज को पड़ेगा मुख दिखलाना पड़ेगा मुख दिखलाना. कर्म करो ऐसे भाई तुम पड़े न फिर पछताना पड़े न फिर पछताना. कर्म करो ऐसे.
perform such actions, such wonderful actions. Keep good thoughts about others in your mind. Make those who insult you belong to you. Don't see evil from your eyes with your eyes. Be careful of your eyes that you might never need to lower them down. Perform such wonderful actions, such elevated actions. Don't say words that hurt others through your mouth. Let the jewels of knowledge emerge from your mouth, through your ears. Don't hear anything that you might want to cut your ears. Through your ears, be cautious that you might have to cut your ears. Perform such elevated actions, O souls, that you won't have any chance of regret. Keep doing such elevated actions. Om Shanti.